I told Clark Clifford a long time last night. He thinks that we would just be idiotic
to
ask for a new resolution. Mm-hmm. He says that resolution cannot be plainer than it is, that it is unlimited, that you cannot sit to what you do. You imply that you question yourself about what you've been doing. You imply to the people that, well, hell, you didn't have authority all along. I said the first thing you've got to do is make abundantly clear that you got all the authority you need as commander-in-chief. 160 times you've gone in. Number two, you got to make it clear that this treaty requires you to stand up your commitment. Number three, you got to make it clear you wouldn't exercise any of these troops, wouldn't put them out there, and wouldn't start the bombing until they said they'd go in with us and we're all together and we're one nation, united, indivisible. Now then, he said, you come along and say, well, I want a new resolution. You imply that there's something wrong with this one, and said, would this one just last 18 months like the last one? And where the hell would you be? He says,
well, in the floor debate, in the Senate, it was pointed out and that the president has this authority.
Yeah.
And that this is a case of the Congress joining with the president.
That's right.
Several of them made that point.
That's right.
Now, I think
that'd be one good thing, though, for George to point up that there's 160 times the president has gone in without a declaration of war to protect the interests of the United States, that the president has this constitutional power.
I think
this
I had was 125, Mr.
Well, whatever it is, yeah. Let him get it. They told me 163.
Yeah.
But you know, whatever it is, or 23, I don't care. Just assert that he has it.
Right.